The thefts are occurring right in the middle of the growing season, shutting down big irrigation rigs that supply vital water to the potato fields. Portage County Detective Sergeant Gary Kempstead says it's due in part to hard economic times and high prices for copper.
We've had them all over our county. Small farmers, big farmers, it doesn't matter. You know, how much they may take in a night and what the going rate is for copper, there's the potential of a few $100 for a night's work.
But a few $100 for the thieves comes at a much higher price for their victims, according to Dwayne Motz, executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers.
It has probably affected between 20 and 40 farms, but how many people does it affect? In the hundreds. We've had one warehouse where there was an excess of $300,000 of damage done to it. It's an incredible amount of damage.
And Motz says the financial loss to the farmers and the state could be even worse if we hit a prolonged dry spill and the irrigation rigs are shut down.
Now, this time of year, we need 1 inch of water per week, and if rain isn't providing it, it needs to come through the irrigation system for us to properly grow the crop.
The irrigation wire is marked for identification, but Sergeant Kempstead says the thieves are covering their tracks.
What they do is they strip the coatings off, so there's no markings when all they're bringing in is a pile of copper wire to the various scrap yards. And it's, you know, virtually untraceable.
The potato and vegetable growers are offering rewards for information leading to arrests and convictions through the Portage County Crime Stoppers program. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.